When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Mr. Futak, it's good to talk with you, sir.
It has been entirely too long. By the way, you remember from the Silver Chalice day, Sky Point, you're about to get a memo. It ain't college football playoffs. It's playoff. You have to have that hammered in. Otherwise, you're going to get, you know, the TPS report coming around saying from about five different people saying, no, there's no S on this. Make sure you're on brand with all this because of our partnership.
You're right. I should also say Stanley Cup final. With no S as well. That just to make sure, because you don't want to get that, and you also don't want to step on an emblem that a hockey team puts on the floor in the middle of a dressing room while people are trying to crowd around lockers. But that's besides the point. That's not why you called. What happened here? Why is there not being an expansion?
All right. Start with this. There can be an expansion. This is just kind of how it works. If you remember how we were never going to have a real college football national championship. No chance. It will never happen over heaven. And then we get the BCS championship all of a sudden out of the blue. There was actually a memo or a press release that came out at one point saying, we can't have a college football playoff because of the bowl system. We have sick kids and the troops, and we have all these different things we're working with here with the bowl system. And then all of a sudden we had a college football playoff. This can change quickly. So for right now, they are tabling this for four-ish years or so from now down the road, mainly because all the conferences can't quite figure out how this works. It's mainly the ACC right now that's the sticking point, mainly because they kind of lost out on the expansion thing, and we don't know how the world's going to work 3 years from now. The SEC is not going to stop with its world domination expansion ideas. And the Big Ten has been eerily silent so far when it comes to the expansion life. So where are these two conferences, if they're going to go forward, where are they going to pick from? Well, obviously, geographically, the ACC makes sense for the SEC. For the Big Ten, they've always wanted North Carolina, and a slew of those schools make sense in terms of the Tier 1 research requirement that the Big Ten wants and market size and all that. So if you're the ACC, right now you're kind of like, let's slow things down a little bit here because we don't want to get shut out of this thing if all of a sudden everyone comes poaching for our teams in the next two or three years.
Is that what Dr. Jim Phillips is doing? Slowing it down?
Well, I'm saying as much. Yeah, they're saying it's about the NIL and about the transfer portal. And, oh, we've got all these seismic changes here, which are kind of all right, but that's like walking and chewing gum at the same time. This is actually a good proposal that was put forth before by the SEC commissioner, the Mountain West commissioner, Jack Swarbrick of Notre Dame, Bob Bowlesby of the Big 12. It actually is a pretty square deal where it kind of helps everybody. If it's a 12-team playoff, the top six conference champions are in. So if this is 2 years ago, Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina get in. And then you get the other top six teams according to the rankings. The problem with that, though, is realistically, you'd have about three or four different SEC teams, maybe an Ohio State thrown in here or there. So if you're the ACC or the Big 12 or one of these other conferences, you're not too fired up about that. So you got that on one side. On another side, you got the Pac-12 and the Big 10, which doesn't want to give up their Rose Bowl alliance. And then you've got who's going to make all the money out of this and how you're going to disperse all the money. And you got a whole mess at the moment. So at the moment, it's going to slow down, but don't be shocked if this picks back up again really quickly.
Pete is also joining us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, if you would like to see his hat and everything else that he's got going on in the background.
You could have the Guy Fieri Flavor Town banner behind me, but I thought I would go this way on today.
Hey, man, Guy Fieri goes out there and helps restaurants. So, I mean, I'm not mad at a Flavor Town sticker in the back of anyone's shot. So I'm here for it. It seems to me, Pete, that college football has a really interesting history of holding on to traditions. And strangely enough, maybe even costing themselves money and then being like, oh, wait, there's this faucet of money that we could just turn on if we decided to do it. I'm surprised that the capitalism didn't win out in this situation. Or is the capitalism the thing that's keeping it from happening?
It's the funked up way that college football does things, because they could have done this a long time ago. They've left so much money on the table. But the problem now is all that money, where does it go? If, again, how are you going to disperse this? If you're the SEC and you get, say, four teams into the college football playoff, and the new world of the Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma gets a random, oh, I don't know, Oklahoma State who goes in and gets one and done, how are you going to be the, if you're the Big 12, you're saying, where's our money? If you're the ACC, and, okay, Florida State's not back to normal, Miami's not really back to normal yet, and Clemson might be a little down. If they only get one team in, how do they get the money out of all this when the Big Ten probably has an Ohio State, maybe a Wisconsin, and a Michigan in this thing? So the problem is, how do you divvy up that pie? And to your point, one of the big sticking points is all these conferences and all these commissioners at their core are bowl people. There's something that they love about the idea. If you're an athletic director and your team wins the blah, blah, blah bowl, people are happy. Good, warm, fuzzy feelings. You go into the offseason with a win. Coaches get an extension. Everyone's, happy, happy, joy, joy. So if you have 40 bowls, you have 40 bowl winners. You have a college football playoff, especially a 12-team expanded one, that diminishes the bowl system. So part of this whole problem is, how do you do this college football playoff that gets expanded within the current bowl system? Because part of the problem now is, if you do this, what happens to these other minor league bowls? Well, you can still have them. And the problem that we're running into, and I think it's going to be even a bigger problem going forward, is as we saw this year and even in 2020 with the teams that couldn't go because of COVID, you see how disposable some of these bowl games are. Oh, my gosh, we can't have a Holiday Bowl. All right, whatever, keep on going. And you're seeing players opting out. If you have an expanded college football playoff, you're not seeing a Kenny Pickett opt out if Pitt's in this thing. And you actually make this thing better. But in terms of the revenue, it's just about how you distribute it across the board.
Why are we seeing this flirtation between the Big Ten and NBC? And why isn't CBS doing more to try and replace the SEC with the Big Ten?
I don't know. It's so weird right now in terms of do networks matter? And it's a kind of an overarching sports thing. As you're seeing the argument right now, for example, with the Olympics, which is getting like me and like five other people who actually watch this thing on TV, but they are claiming that they're getting pretty good viewership from other aspects of this. So it's not just, will it be on NBC? Will it be on ESPN? Will it be on will the Big Ten be able to be a part of, say, a bigger overall package where they are on different platforms, different streams, different ways to access it? I said this, speaking of leaving money on the table, I don't know why the Big Ten Network just doesn't say, you know what? Forget y'all. We're going to do this ourselves. We're going to have the BTN app. We're going to have Big Ten Network 1, Big Ten Network 2, and we're just going to do this all on our own and keep all the money in-house. But there's still network money out there to be had. Obviously, ESPN is still the big guy in the room who always controls the bowl system. But I think more and more, especially with the expanded SEC and expanded conferences, I think right now they're looking for leverage. And I think 5 to 10 years from now, there's not going to be college football on regular networks because they're all going to be on your app.
That's interesting. I hadn't really thought about it that way. I mean, I know that a lot of these networks are still looking for the bulletproof content that live sports is, which is part of the reason that I look at CBS and I'm like, first of all, I can't believe you let the SEC go. Secondly, you should be in this thing. Like, you should be in this thing looking to try to get the Big Ten. It seems like it would be a good fit for them, and they already do have a cable network that they're trying to get people's eyes to, and they do have the streaming platform with Paramount Plus and everything else. It just seems like it makes all the sense in the world, and I look at them, and it seems like they're going kind of slow with this.
I don't get it. I don't get it either, and we... This is really going back to Silver Chalice and now Stadium, where that was kind of the grand idea that's where this is all going. But again, if you're the SEC or you're the Big Ten, you are so big and you have your own. Like, my argument is going back to the college football playoff for a moment, I know you need to have everybody all in contractually, but you only need that until you don't. So, like, what happens if, like, the SEC and Big Ten and Pac-12 just kind of say, you know what, we don't need ACC. We're just going to have our own little tournament here at the end of the rainbow here. We're going to do these. This way that these conferences are going to be so much bigger than just college football as a whole that they're going to be able to make their money on their own. And I think one of these conference commissioners at some point, this might be the last cash grab. Mm. So if you're CBS, you might be thinking, why am I going to spend all this money right now when we're just going to probably lose them in a couple years? Because you're right. This is it. There are only so many things that networks will get that can get people to watch that isn't going to be on a DVR of some sort. So, but I don't get it either, because they did go all in on soccer. Right now they get the Champions League on Paramount Plus. You've got, you know, Peacock taking over half the Olympics. So these companies are really proactive when it comes to this. But when it comes to the network, still college football people are still going to think Saturday afternoon, 2:30 or 3:30, we're going to go to CBS. Well, now it's obviously going to change.
What the hell's going on at Arizona State?
They got in trouble during the COVID time when you weren't supposed to have prospects on your campus. And they did certain recruiting things that were not really in the norm at the time for what the guidelines were for the Pac-12. They were just trying to keep everything going during COVID. And the fallout from that's been massive. So Herm Edwards is losing a bunch of his staff, and he's losing parts of this puzzle. So now Jaden Daniels, his star quarterback, is taking off. And Arizona State went from being like the it team last year that looked like it was on the verge of becoming something special to now sort of being a hot mess in a Pac-12 South where USC is now going to become a thing again. UCLA is pretty strong. Utah won it last year. Arizona is rising up fast. And so now it's rough because, you know, Herm Edwards has been okay. He's been good enough to get to bowl games, but they haven't really been in the Pac-12 title hunt. And that's a prime job. And let's see what happens going forward at Florida with Billy Napier, because he was the offensive coordinator there, and they passed over him for Herm Edwards, and this isn't going too great. And if Billy Napier turns out to be the next big thing at Florida, that's going to be one of the big all-time missed hires when they went with Herm over Napier.
What are some things that we can look forward to on collegefootballnews.com?
Right, we're getting into the offseason big time now. It's still about the transfer portal, because now where does Jaden Daniels go? Where does JT Daniels go? I kind of think that if you're Notre Dame, if you are a quarterback away, you look at the JT Daniels and you think you're going to be something strong pretty soon. So we're going to dive really hard into the transfer portal even more. And right now, look, we're pivoting to basketball until, you know, everyone cares about March Madness for college side of that thing too, but then it turns on to spring football, the NFL draft, and never stops around here.
So I can ask you on in a couple of weeks to break down the tournament field for me?
Shockingly enough, in the weird world, considering our college football news, the college basketball March Madness is probably our biggest traffic thing of the year. It is insane how much that gets. It's just, yeah, you know, we're fluent in both, you know, college, you know, basketball and football here. We do country and Western around here.
All right,
so, yeah,
good.
We can do that.
Good. We will chat again soon about that, and I will also chat with you offline about some house music stuff that we can get into.
Let's go. The flow will be better next time. The hat will not be necessary. I'm not going to go with the James Carville look. I'll have it up.
Dude, no one cares. Wear your cap. Enjoy yourself. Like, we're not asking you to put on a suit and tie. Trust me. It's all
yes,
good.
But you do not. I know better. You do not skip out on the swank when you're coming out with a Lawrence Holmes. And I will represent a little bit better next time.
You are my favorite, Pete. You're the best. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
That's Pete Futek of College Football News.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.